joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-1 home defeat against Chippenham in the FA Trophy. Alan, what's more disappointing this evening, the defeat itself or the manner of the defeat?
The manner, you know, except getting defeated. I've just been there in the bar and the boardrooms and all that, you know. I don't think anybody's come to the same conclusion, except for our first four games of the season. That's probably the poorest we've played. You'll get some spanner who will say, why not play this or play that? But obviously, we haven't beaten a ball in wood, but that's the people who will say it. The truth of the matter is, we had good enough players out there to compete better in the game. And the excellent win against Bournemouth Wood, you think it'll give most people a chance to play. Again, improve yourself. But of course, I've got to look at this whole situation again now, because we can't play like a year side, great 1 minute, poor idea. And the idea was very poor, I must admit, all through its side. You know, I thought Thompson, when he come on, done quite well, to be honest. Apart from that, I thought everybody was below par. So it's a very disappointing manner to get knocked out. One of the things before kick-off I said is, we go out and have a go. You know, and accept that, like, an answer, but the way we got beat was very poor.
We started with one up front, but with Jolly and with Cook supporting, so an attacking three, if you like, but Jolly and Cook didn't seem to get into the game. Why was that, do you think?
I don't know, because last week we were excellent on Tuesday night. That's what I mean, because you get people say, why not play a call from a store? If you had seen Jolly and Cook last week, we were excellent, so it's just people who don't know the game. That's what people say, like, they don't know. And, you know, we need a passer in midfield. Honestly, you're a flicking idiot. You know, Mer Hawken is the best passer board you'll ever get in this league. So it's just people trying to put names in there to me. But the truth of the matter is, I didn't do my job well at the end. The players didn't do theirs. The two away ones didn't do well, but they were excellent last week. And obviously, Bobby's had his worst game of the season. And there you go. You know, and the service wasn't great up to him, to be fair. But I thought we looked all over that, to be honest. Like, you know, from 1 to 11, except Adam Thompson, a bit of a go. I thought we were well below our par.
Fletcher started. How big a risk was that at kickoff, given that he went off injured at Bournemouth?
He trained yesterday, to be honest. He limped off against Bournemouth. He trained on Thursday. He trained yesterday. He had a fitness test and declared himself fit. So, in our case, it wasn't a gamble. But we had to do it that way around for Thompson coming on. We had to do it the other way around and left him on the bench and put him on, because with Duke's being unavailable today, you know, there was not much choice to do, to be honest, you know. So, I don't think it was a gamble. So, we'll see.
You made a comment a couple of weeks ago after a defeat that the players weren't as down as you would have hoped they would be. What's the mood in the dressing room tonight?
It's how it should be, because I think we know that we haven't done ourselves justice today, and a great opportunity for them, and we'll be jealous when a draw comes in. Again, we'll bounce back next week and we'll have a good week ahead of us, and we'll focus on the league. So it's easy to say that now, but we've got no choice about that. I'm very disappointed. I know the players are too. But it's the right way, because last week I wasn't against Tunbridge, but it was the same sort of performance I thought against Tunbridge, where we accepted our second best all round, and I sort of accepted. If I'd come, we are having the right go, I would have put my hands up and said, at least we've had a go. But today, I didn't think we did, to be honest. So I've got to look at myself as always, as a manager, to try to see how can we improve it. We've got a good week to think about that, to be honest. So we'll see what happens.
How much do we miss Dean Lodge as a creative player in the side?
I would do, because he's one of the ones when games are like that and it's not a very good game and people hot potato, as you were saying, that people want to give the ball away as quick as they can. Lodge is a great outlet, because he might not have the best of games, so he can make something out of nothing and he can get with a penalty or he can run at people, and that was crying out. I thought Francis Duker we missed unbelievable today. I really did. But obviously Lodge, you will miss him, because you keep him on the pitch. People say, why do you keep him on the pitch for? You keep him because he might just do a moment of magic. Except for him, Christian Jolly in the side. I don't know, we haven't got anybody else who maybe does that moment of magic, you know, so we do miss him, you know.
How much an impact did Carl Wilson Dennis have when he came on?
Yeah, no, just didn't really seem, to be honest, you know. He's been having a bit of a alright time, you know. Probably wants to score a few more goals than he has. We're going to go, should I play him, should I not? When you look at the first bit, it might have done, but at the end of the day, the three of the lads were excellent up there on Tuesday, so I'm not changing that. It's one of them, if you get your shirt, you keep it. It was hard. He didn't do much when he come on, Carl, but it was probably a hard game for him to come on too, you know. He come on the other day for 10 minutes and got with a penalty. He come on today and it's a hard game, because everybody's just, the two wing backs are smashing up there without any care in the world, and we're not passing it, and we're not getting it in good areas, and we're not doing. So I think it's a very hard game there. The only thing that, you know, up front, I remember, because it's crazy down there, whips a great ball across the hole of a goal and nobody attacks it. On our end, we've just made them two schoolboy errors, to be honest, and that's all I can say. The lads had a shot from 35 yards in the corner, so went through everybody. The 6 yard box, the goalkeeper a lot, and then up in the middle of the goal. The second one is a basic ball where we got three defenders against one player, and this went again, it just went, you know, easy goal, to be honest. So if you take them two goals out of it, you know, we might you know, we had that chance at the Bourne. Jolly had a great chance in the first half. So, but that's a games where, again, and I think we've had 8 home games, and Vivekwa's not that bad. It's not as bad as making out. We need to win a few more, obviously. But except for our first couple of games, again, if we had a sit against Tunbridge, scoring 2 goals, 1 a penalty. Would have to score 4 to win a game. And today, I'm saying to you, we've been beaten 2-0. But even if we hadn't been in with 2-0 or 1-3-2, we're still going to score 3 goals to win a game. And that's what concerns us more than anything else.
So were we unlucky today, in your opinion? Should we be in the hat tomorrow?
Not at all. No, I thought we were beaten by a better side, and I thought we were comfortable 2-0. That's what I thought. And I think that's what everybody else is saying. So I'm not the only one. Like, you know, I think the players know that as well, to be honest. So we don't mean it, make it rub it in. But again, we've got some good players. We'll kick on. We've had a magic season, an absolutely unbelievable season. I really thought, we don't get credits for what we deserve this season. We've absolutely been superb, and if we get a top 12 finish this year, I'll be absolutely delighted, you know. But not taking credit away, next year I thought we were better and stronger than us. So, but next year, get again next week. I'll be delighted with a top 12 finish, absolutely delighted, and the club should be as well. And so that's what we'll go for.